This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Today, I'm speaking with Rob Tijan. Rob, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Rob, who are you and what do you do?
So I'm an entrepreneur in residence at BYU Hawaii, and I'm basically just here for a year teaching several classes, a small business management class, as well as a leadership in management class and a cycle of cash class, and a few other things on the side to try to help these students to build businesses and to help get them started after school.
Rob, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
Oh, it's interesting because it's not a normal instructor position. I do come in and they have some classes that are preset, and like, hey, could you just teach these kind of according to this curriculum? But they've also got some classes they said, look, we'd like you to just teach this according to your background and skill based on your business experience. And I've built several businesses and advised businesses. And so that was kind of refreshing to just be able to take my twist on it as well and say, here's things that I feel like are important for these students to learn. But I'm also involved as a mentor. They want me to spend time actually working with students on their business ideas. And I'll have, you know, many times where students will come into my room, my office, and we'll just sit here for an hour or two just discussing through their business ideas and what they should do next and trying to coach them and counsel them. And even what got to the point where I was sent down to the Philippines to go with a group of students who'd started a business, a social impact business down there, trying to help, bring some families out of poverty by teaching them skills of raising pigs and learning how to scale a business and building it bigger and bigger. And I went along to help coach them, mentor, and figure out processes and budgets and et cetera. And so it's very varied. It's been just a fantastic experience to get to try all these things and get boots on the ground.
Rob, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
Well, probably the biggest challenge is, especially in my case where it's just 1 year, it's about after a year that I'm starting to figure out, oh, that's what I should have been doing. And so having time to really figure out what is needed, what's most needed, and how to do things effectively is tough. Also, even though I was very grateful that they allowed me, you know, my own space to do what I want with some of the classes, in a way, that was bad because I'm a perfectionist and I spend too much time trying to figure it out, what's going to be the best way to do it. And it would have probably been nicer to just say, here's the course already done and feel free to just tweak that as you want. Whereas this was more, I've got to come up with it from scratch. So that was a challenge. But successes, it's just been fantastic to be part of changing these youth lives. And here at BYU Hawaii, one of the biggest things is probably about half the student body is from poverty-stricken countries. They spend a lot of money trying to help students get up here that wouldn't normally have an opportunity like this. And so my main goal is to try to help students coming from those countries to be able to go back and build a business that they can then be sustainable in their families, because they might have a degree, but it doesn't do them any good to go back to a place that doesn't care because there are no jobs. And so our big focus is try to teach them how to go and make their own jobs. And that is just an awesome success to see some of these students go back and just start these businesses and really use innovation and entrepreneurship to raise their families and communities up to the next level.
Rob, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
I would say just the biggest thing is enjoy it. Definitely do put your personality in and trying to say, here's the experiences I've had. Don't be afraid to share those. But at the same time, anything you can do to help future EIRs is, that's a huge goal of mine, is to try to document as much as I can so that those that come in my place will then have some footing to start with and not feel like I got to start over from scratch. And so if anything, if you can take just a little bit of time to document the things that you're doing so that future EIRs can just take that and run, it would just be huge. And I feel a great relief off of my back knowing that I'm turning this over and somebody else can take my work and continue it.
And Rob, where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
I don't know where to tell you specifically, but definitely at BYU Hawaii, you can go to our website. And if you go to the address Willis Center, that's W-I-L-L-E-S center.byuh.edu, you can get on there and learn about our program and learn about some of the faculty who are entrepreneurs in residence. And if you want to see one of my lectures, that's great. I've got a lecture on there that you can go and watch, but there's a lot of lectures from different ones that you can go and watch as well.
Great. Well, thanks, Rob.
You bet.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.